Inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
All right, it is 8:06 on this Tuesday, July 14th. Morning Mayhem, fully assembled. I'm David Basil, that's Roger Scott. Justin Moore, Moore Mountain out in Poen. Christian Weaver producing. Going to talk to Rick Schaefer here in just a minute. Some messages are coming in. I just want to make sure that we share some of these. Proud of you, JM. You're adding years to your life and time with your family. I love hearing stories where God's Spirit nudged someone into the light. We all have everyday battles. I sure do. Hope you will write country songs about it while you're feeling the Spirit so strongly. That's one.
Thank
Here's
you.
Another one. JM, I'm a huge fan of yours, and so are my kids. Thanks to your vulnerability and honesty, it was a teaching moment for me. It would have been very easy to say you had a vocal cord issue or some other reason, but you stayed true to yourself. Proud of you. Love you, brother.
Thanks, man. And, likewise.
We continue to get... Talk about putting you where you need to be. Raj is a good support system and a great team at the Buzz who's understanding for GM.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, it's that same way, Roger, with Tommy. The same way. You're right. It's nice, like you said, JM, to visit with people. And there's more out there than you think that have been through what you're going through. So,
yeah, for sure.
Less so. As a matter of fact, before we bring in Rick, do we have a clip from Rick and Justin? Speaking of, you know, we got the Justin board that we've been playing since you've been gone. What is this?
Has anybody ever worked with you with launching?
Well, Lord, no. I'm 40. Now I ain't worked.
You just call it. This is the best thing you just said. You said, we're not going to do it. That way, in your mind, you can always hit a home run.
I'm coming after you like a spider monkey.
Oh, my gosh. Let's bring in our man, right, Rick Schaefer.
That's just, he's testing you, yeah. Jam.
Listen, mister.
Rick Schaefer on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. Edwards Food Giant, the meat people.
Good morning, Rick.
I love how you guys save everything. That's really good.
Isn't it awesome, Rick?
They save everything. Everything.
Roger,
it's
amazing. You've got some of the best Rick clips. And we got some great ones that we play. Yes.
I couldn't even I would have remembered that until you played it. So, although I will say this. I never remember hardly anything I say on the radio. I don't know how you guys are, but after the show's over, my wife will say, well, how was it? And I suppose it's okay. And I might think of one or two things that we talked about in 3 hours, but other than that, it's kind of over till the next day.
See, I picture
but I do.
Your wife. I'm sorry, Rick. I picture your wife saying, so how was today's show? And then you go,
ziggity diggities.
That's what I
picture. Not quite. But let me share. I listened to Justin at the 7:15 time, and let's just say this like it is. Every human being is born with the potential for an addiction. Every one of us. Because we're all born with a sin nature, and that a sin is doing something away from God. That's all it is. And you can say it's drinking or pornography or whatever you want to do, but it's drawing us away from God. And only God can draw us back. And so, and Justin realizes that. He accepted Christ many years ago, but it doesn't mean that every day you still don't need his help. So it's really interesting that this was in a devotional I was reading before I even heard you this morning. I'm going to read it. It's out of Psalm 40, and it says this, and Justin, you'll relate to this. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he turned to me and heard my cry for help. You asked for help. He heard your cry for help.
Yeah,
he brought
absolutely.
Me up from a desolate pit. He brought me up from a desolate pit out of the muddy clay, which is where you were, and set my feet on a rock, making my steps secure. He put a new song in my mouth. And boy, have you got the potential to sing new songs. And a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and put their trust in the Lord. There are others that are going to see what you did, Justin, And they're going to turn their trust to the Lord because they see what you did. And so when you think of the hard time that you just went through, you're going to be blessed and others are going to be blessed because he brought you through that. So I was just, I read that this morning. Yeah.
I sure hope so, Rick. That's the goal. And I appreciate you sharing that, man. And good to talk to you again. Hope you're well.
I am. My life is always good. But you know what? We just moved into a house in a new neighborhood. And if you guys have been to Stonebridge Golf Course in Fayetteville, we our back porch faces the 8th fairway. And it's the most beautiful view we've ever had at a house that I've ever lived in. And Justin, you live out in probably on the mountaintops, and you get to see these great views every day. It's beautiful for us. But you know what's funny is for the things that you get used to, we don't have internet service yet. And won't have it until a week from today, because there are only two people living in the neighborhood right now, our across the street neighbors and us. And so it's a whole new experience for me not having internet. That means no computer, no TV, none of that. And I am only on the air this morning because of a cradle point that Randy sent me that I could use until we get internet service. So sometimes all these conveniences that we have and think we can't live without them, you know what? You can. It's okay.
It's pretty awesome,
it's a great,
ain't it, Rick?
It's a great life. Pardon me?
I said it's pretty awesome, ain't it? Well, I was
yes,
away
it is.
For a month. I was in the same boat, and it was pretty nice, actually.
Well, I was Go ahead, Rick.
I heard David say, oh, Rick will give us all the details on the All-Stars and all that kind of stuff. When you don't have internet, now, on your phone, you can still get this stuff, but you get a little bit detached. And so, yeah, I know some of what's going on, but like you, Justin, it's not as bad as being away for 30 days and not knowing anything. But I probably know less right now than I normally would because I can't get on the computer and search.
Well, you know, I was going to say, you know, I Justin, normally, and Rick, when I go to the SEC Media Days, been doing it for 15 years in a row, It's always the week during while we're there. We always have the All-Star game during that week and the Home Run Derby. So that's why yesterday we were down in Atlanta for the NASCAR races, and I'm looking around and going, I thought I saw something about the Home Run Derby. I guess they're promoting next week. Well, no, it was last night on Netflix.
Last night.
I didn't see one thing about it. And you know, they're taking the money, which I get it, but boy, you lose the mass audiences by doing
baseball.
Those.
Baseball has made a major mistake. And they don't realize that. They think, well, we need to appeal to a younger audience. Okay, I get that. I'm at the age where I still go. I've seen 10 major league games this year, and I'm going to see at least 3 more. But 10 years from now, I probably won't be doing that. So they need to appeal to the younger audience. They think Netflix is the way to do that. But they lose much of their audience that doesn't have Netflix. So now we don't have internet, so I couldn't watch Netflix anyway. I do know that Jordan Walker, the Cardinals, had an amazing performance. Kyle Schwarber had a 3-home-run lead. He had to hit a home run to keep getting a bat, and he hit 4 in a row and won. So I do know that because I read about it, but I didn't get to see it. And so that's kind of a shame. But Friday night, if your team happens to be on Apple TV, which I don't have, then you're not going to watch your team play. Or in the NFL, If your team happens to be playing on Thursday night and you don't have Prime Video, you're not going to see your team play. And I think these leagues chasing the dollars are missing the opportunity to hit a larger audience. Now, they hit large audiences as it is. I get that.
Right.
But as player salaries keep going up and up and up, they got to figure out a way to feed the monster, and that's what they're doing. So it's too bad. You know, the first game of the season was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Giants and the Cubs. And so if you didn't have Netflix, you couldn't see the season opening game. I think that's a mistake. But obviously they haven't consulted me on that.
I think the NFL is too big to fail a little bit. But I think it is a misstep to put – I'm talking about the NFL necessarily.
Okay.
But it's a misstep to put all these games on all these different streaming platforms.
Yes.
I mean, you're on Netflix, you're on Prime.
You lose the ability to follow.
I think one of the main things for the NFL was, and why they get such good ratings in some cases, is because you could turn it on four, or you could turn it on your local
channels,
and that's where the NFL game is. But now they're all on different streaming platforms.
Yeah.
But, Christian, you just said something that is totally – right and wrong at the same time. The NFL is too big to fail. If they think they're too big to fail, they're in big trouble. Because when you think you're too big to fail, you can fail. And baseball was the dominant sport for years.
Yeah.
And now it's probably number two or three. And so when you start thinking you're too big to fail, there's somebody else that's going to take your place. I appreciate the fact that a few years ago at the Walmart, at their annual shareholders meeting, Doug McMillon was the CEO. And he wrote down, he gave a list of the 10 largest companies 20 years ago. I think only one of them was still among the 10 largest companies. And his point was, if Walmart, if we ever get to the point where we think we're so big that we can't fail, you better think again. So the NFL, all these leagues, just to make money, you can pursue money all you want, but then the next thing you know, your attendance dips a little bit. The next thing you know, your audience dips a little bit. Got to be cautious of that. When you think you're too big to fail, you're in big trouble.
A couple things. We're visiting with Rick Schaefer, brought to you by Edwards Food Giant. We appreciate them and their great support across the state of Arkansas. They're my neighborhood grocery store. Speaking of baseball, Justin, we were down at NASCAR yesterday, Rick, over the weekend, rather, and they had the race at the Atlanta Motor Speedway, which they now call Echo Park, and Chipper Jones was the one who started the engines.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, and so of course we were in Braves territory, and then we got a question today: who was the player who had the most All-Star, I guess, invites or opportunities? Did you know that answer to that?
Selections
in all of Major League Baseball history?
Yeah. You got
It's got to be Hank Aaron or Willie Mays.
Hank Aaron is correct.
Well. If they and here's why, because in the early 60s, they played two All-Star games.
Yep.
So those two guys got a chance to do two more. Otherwise, it probably would have been Stan Musial, but those two guys got those two extra games, and they deserved it. I mean, think about today. If you're 34 years old or 35 years old, they think you're over the hill. Henry Aaron and Willie Mays were great players at 37, 38, 39 years old because they kept themselves in amazing shape back then when baseball players weren't all that conditioned. That's why they had to come to spring training. Or you read those stories about you go to Hot Springs for their baseball weekend and you see what they had to do because all winter they'd been gaining weight and all that kind of stuff. But those two, they were in superb condition, and that's why they were able to do that. So, Justin, you're a big Braves fan, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, number one, while you were gone, the Braves had the best record. Then they had kind of a slump, but they're okay. I think they still had the best record in the National League, so you can be happy about that. And I'm sorry you weren't there for Chipper Jones yesterday. That would have been a big deal, huh?
That would have been fun, yeah, for sure.
Chipper was great. Now, don't you think, too, of all the All-Star games, and I'm not, you know, obviously right now maybe things are changing, but all the All-Star games, the baseball had the coolest connection, I think.
Still does.
You think so? Yeah. You know, of course, you know, a lot of players are injured right now, so this year won't probably be as good. But it certainly did in the past. It was a big deal in the past.
Big deal in the past. I think it still is. Look at the NFL All-Star Game. It's a flop. Now what are they doing?
That's a waste.
Playing powder puff football. I mean, that's ridiculous. The NBA All-Star Game is all dunks. That's dunks and three-pointers.
No defense,
that's about it.
Right.
Yeah, and but baseball still draws the biggest names. I'll tell you the great story this year is Mike Trout. Mike Trout was the MVP three times. He was Rookie of the Year. For the first 7 or 8 years of his career, he looked like as great a player as would ever play. And then came the injuries. And so for three straight years, he was picked for the All-Star team, but he couldn't play because he was hurt. The last 2 years, he didn't even make the All-Star team. He's 34 years old. He's about to be 35. This year, right now today, his OPS, which is on-base percentage plus slugging, is .938. He's hitting home runs again. His batting average is only around .240, but he's hitting home runs again, and he got selected for the All-Star team game, and he grew up 45 minutes from Philadelphia. You know, he's a big Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. And so and he wants LeBron to play for the 76ers. But he's back, and he's celebrating the fact that he's back at the All-Star game. And Mike Trout, it shows you again how fleeting fame is. Greatest player for a decade, then all of a sudden you forgot he even played, and now there he is back. It's really, that's a cool story at the All-Star game.
I'd sent some books to Justin when he was he's doing his 30 days in rehab, and Justin, I don't know I know you didn't get a chance to look through all of them, but one of them was I think it was Mickey Mantle, I think, who a very high profile battle with alcoholism, right?
Yeah,
Rick.
Yeah,
it was a struggle bus for him. Matter of fact, I was think John Daly told me one time that he was in rehab and Mantle walked out. Maybe that was somebody else, but. Yeah, Rick, I know that you know the history there, that he had a real big struggle for him, right?
Mantle was, he and Whitey Ford were out drinking all the time, and maybe there were Billy Martin was among that crowd. And Mantle said later, his grandfather and his father both died before they were 50 years old from heart problems. And Mantle lived to be, I think it was at least young to mid-60s. And he said later that if he'd have known he was going to live that long, he would have taken better care of his body.
right.
And, you know, so that was interesting because you think about he was phenomenal. But, you know, he stepped, you know, early in his career, he stepped on a water sprinkler head that happened to be up above the ground for some reason and hurt his knee and never, after his first couple of years, never was at full speed again, but still was a tremendous player. And then he lived this carousing life and everything, great with people, nice to people and all that, but he lived this carousing life. Bobby Richardson was the spiritual leader of those teams. And before Mantle died, he asked Richardson to come talk to him about Jesus again. And so Mantle did accept Christ before he died, which is a great story. But boy, was he, well, just think, Randy Rainwater to this day, Mickey Mantle's his favorite player.
Yeah.
Bob Costas, who is kind of the voice of baseball over the last several decades, carries a 1959 Mickey Mantle card in his billfold.
Yeah, very cool.
Because Mickey Mantle was such a hero to him. Isn't that amazing?
It is. Well, I just wanted to share that. And then, you know, of course, you know, Justin, Roger, we would hate for you know, to Justin, we want to see Justin continue to be successful. But Rick, I told him,
absolutely.
I said he's coming back at the worst time to deal with anxiety. Because we know what happened last year about the 10th game of the season for the Razorbacks. This is Justin Moore.
I'm not even asking for 10 wins. I'm asking for one. One win.
Well, he's coming back. Oh, gosh.
Oh my God!
Maybe he's coming back at a good time because North Alabama's the next game.
And then it's tough after that.
This, Justin, if you don't get one win in that game, oh my gosh,
we're in trouble.
You may have to go for 60 days of rehab.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Oh my gosh! That would be. Of course, you got Utah right after that on the road at 9:15. Then Georgia after that in Fayetteville. Oh Lord. Well, Rick, hey, thank
you. No, I'll just tell you something. Arkansas is going to win more games than you think they are. And because you know why? They're not going to turn the dang ball over all the time like they did last year.
That will help.
And we've shared this. Hey, we've talked so many times since the season. They should have won 8 or 9 games last year.
Yeah.
And you can turn it that. You can go back to one turnover per game. One turnover per game. Memphis.
You're exactly
Ole
right.
Ole Miss.
I know.
LSU.
I know.
Mississippi State. Auburn, they should have won every one of those games. So, Justin, this year, they're not going to turn the ball over, and you're going to be a happier guy.
I like it, Rick.
Good job. Rick, hey, thanks so much for moving. You know, Justin and Roger,
anytime.
Sometimes we want to have that time with Justin in the 7 o'clock hour. So, thanks for moving. And,
certainly.
We'll have you. See you next week, buddy.
Thanks, Rick.
Okay. And congratulations, Justin. Really glad
for
you.
Rick.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks to Edwards Food Giant for sponsoring Rick every week. And go by and see them. Let them take good care of you. Good. Chuck Gatlin in studio.
Hey!
Had not seen hadn't seen Justin.
Speaking of triggers.
I don't think Justin has heard the new sounder for Chuck.
Can't wait.
We asked Chuck to do, Roger asked him to do like what you do. You say Justin. So
he can't do what I do.
Wait till you hear this thing. It sounds like he's being kidnapped tortured.
It really does. Dude.
Yeah, it's if you don't have it, Roger, we'll come back and get it.
I thought we was going to go to a break.
Yeah, we'll go to a break now. Come back, play a little Family Feud. What are we playing for, Christian? Do we know, or is Chuck?
Beer Fest tickets.
Okay.
/Rock.
$25 a pop for those. I think somewhere in there. Well, you know, by the way, since you've been gone, Justin, one of the times you were gone, the listener passed to me, and I nailed him. I got all five right and beat him by myself. I think Chris.
Nice.
Yeah, how about that? Yes.
Well, maybe you ought to, you know, do that a little more often. I've been trying to explain that to you.
No, the only reason I did it because you weren't around. But you're back now. You're back. All right, we need a contestant. We'll also find out what's happened at the Buzz. So don't go away.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
This is SportsCenter.
Last night in the NBA Summer League, the Cavaliers beat the Heat 90-73. Malik Thomas had 35 points. It was the second straight game of 30-plus points in the Las Vegas Summer League. The Cavaliers will play again tomorrow against the Pelicans at 4:30. The World Cup semifinals start today with France versus Spain. They met last in the UEFA semifinals last year, where Spain won 5-4. The two have met only one time ever in the World Cup. That was in 2006 when France won 3-1. France has kept a clean sheet in three straight games, while Spain has allowed just one goal in the World Cup. The game is set to start at 2 o'clock. Coverage will be on Fox. And the MLB All-Star Game is tonight at 7 o'clock. Coverage can also be seen on Fox. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
New Benihana promotion. Monday and Tuesday, lunch and dinner, 10% off of everything on the menu. Come to Benihana's.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
We're facing a 40% chance of rain and thunderstorms this afternoon, but before the storms arrive, we'll hit a high of 90 degrees. Tonight, a 60% chance of rain showers and thunderstorms and an overnight low of 71. We'll stay out of the 90s tomorrow, an 86-degree high temperature with a 70% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle, and we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting SaracenResort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This July is America's 250th birthday, y'all, and Low T Center is celebrating 250 years of freedom with a 250 for 250 deal. All month long, all the guys out there who start testosterone therapy and stay with it for 90 days, we're going to put $250 back in your pocket. Low T Center's raising the T of American patriots from sea to shining sea. Come celebrate 250 years of America with Low T Center's 250 for 250 deal, because bringing back the energy and vitality of your youth is worth celebrating. Go to fixmylowt.com right now to book a free T-test. That's fixmylowt.com.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Oh, yeah! Is this your version of the other day, Raj? You a Christian?
I brought flowers to your door last night.
Didn't you and Christian do this the other day?
Did we?
Yeah.
Joe Klein hated it. And then we sang Pure Love last night in the...
That was so good.
It was fantastic.
I know, Justin. That's Steve Qualls. Oh. Listen, we've been...
Yeah, they get both of them singing
Justin,
their butts
Justin,
off.
Stop it. Quit being so nice.
It's true. It's a fact.
We've been bragging about we've got the best singing show in America. Nobody can touch it. Nobody.
Chuck.
And also a couple Can't things. Happen. Couple things. Justin, I don't know if you're logged on to YouTube, but... You got to go on and look at the camera, and I want to show you what Steve Qualls has got
Steve
for
Qualls.
Us. It's the new Morning Mayhem coffee mug.
Yes.
Beautiful. It's going to be on sale here in a few days. Got your autograph on there, mine, Roger, and Christian's all together.
Justin said, yes, I have seen that, and he'll be hearing from my attorney.
somebody apparently drove all the way down here somewhere to get it yesterday because we can't ship them here at the station.
Where did he come from?
I don't know.
Did you say Mina?
Is that where it was, Mina?
I don't know. Wow. Dana, where'd you say? Yeah, that's a very nice cup.
Very
Justin.
Nice cup.
It's a very heavy cup.
We leave it here for Acri to look at every time.
Yeah, because that looks good.
We try to put it in a different location every day because it was here last time we were here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, Chuck. We're that petty.
Someone says here from our Middleton Air text line, congratulations, Justin. Keep up the good fight. I have 2 years, 9 months, and 21 days today. I do love how somebody can spit that out.
Thank you, and congratulations to you.
Yeah, Roger's got 7,200 and how many
7,092
years?
7,092 days.
And that's how many years?
That's 19 years, dear.
Let's welcome...
By the grace of God.
Let's welcome in Chucky, please.
All right,
Chucky Gatlin. And we want Justin to hear the scream of Chuck, too.
Oh, you're going to get it.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by Hubbard Power Sports, Can-Am, and
Sea
Dew. Open for sponsorship.
Let's who's in charge here.
Let's get that done.
Yeah.
Edit that.
Yes, Chuck, you're open for sponsorship. Yeah, and somebody wants to sponsor that segment.
Available. I forgot my sign. I'm sorry.
That's okay. What's going on with the Buzz? What's happening?
Well, big news. The big thing this weekend, the Great Arkansas Beer Fest / Rock City Margarita Festival is this Saturday. Advanced tickets are still available at 1037thebuzz.com or stubs.net. Get those because the ticket prices do go up at the door. So you want to get them in advance. Save a couple of bucks. You guys, man, the Oaklawn Summer of Adventure
continues. You know, Justin, we hadn't even had a chance to tell you. You know, we were in Atlanta for the last two, Saturday and Sunday night.
I was wondering how that came about.
It was a cool experience, and we really got some access, members of the media, and we had some other connections, had some drivers in it that we knew. And, man, it was the first time I've ever been sort of baptized in all things NASCAR.
So you did go to a race?
We did. We went to the race, went down the garage, went down the garage, the pits and all the things, and saw some of the drivers and the crew chief for Denny Hamlin.
The crew chief for Denny Hamlin in the Sport Clips car.
Yeah, he comes up, Justin. We're sitting there, and he goes, what did he say, Roger? He said, are you David?
I thought I saw somebody I recognized, something to that effect.
Yeah, we had there's a buddy of mine is in the communications with NASCAR, top comm guy, and he told him we're going to be there, and the guy somehow looked us up, and there was Denny Hamlin's crew chief before the race. But anyway, Justin, it was a lot of fun being there in person. It gave us a whole new, you know, thought about NASCAR.
I bet that experience is just...
Yeah, listen, we want to go back and do it again. I think with these connections that we have, I think we can, you know, do even more fun things. But, yeah, we did that this weekend, and today you're headed to Dallas.
Headed to Dallas. Go to Cliff Harris's house.
We'll do the show there at Cliff's place in the morning and then head to the Star to do his trophy presentation for his national award. So that's
pretty big.
Yeah, and then the next week we go to Tampa for the SEC Media Days. Crazy. Cray-cray.
So crazy.
So are y'all both going?
No, Roger will be here. It'll be me and Trey Shapp and James Ballantyne, and Double R. And Bill Vickery's going to be down there, too. So
looking forward to getting down to Tampa. Happy anniversary, Care.
So then Thursday, Roger will be out at Mainline.
I'll be there. Yeah, that's not a question, is it? Yeah. I will be there this week. special party last week. But Thursday night, Mainline Sports Bar Trivia. It is the number one venue in AY Magazine for trivia. hosted by the number one trivia host.
Funny how that
as
happened.
As named by AY Mag.
And then Friday, we got the zone at Hurricane Creek Golf Course down there on Thursday. And then the Travs start a homestand.
No, that's not us, right?
Following week, Talk about the Moses Moody deal.
That's the following week. And you guys will be down in Tampa.
That's right. We'll do that. Brought to you by a lot of sponsors. All right, let's get us a contestant. Yeah. Thank you, Chuck. 661. Let Justin hear the...
Here's what it is, Justin. I'd asked Chuck to go ahead, and he said he was auditioning for the role of New Meat in Shawshank Redemption, and this is him on his first night in Shawshank. Chuck!
So that's Justin. That's Chuck. I mean, Justin, that's Chuck! Chuck's attempt to be like, Justin! Yeah.
Justin!
So Chuck sounds like he's
sounds a little bit like my fire alarm.
Let's see. Hold on.
Chuck!
It is pretty close.
It's Chuck! Chuck! Chuck!
See, Justin, nothing's changed since you've been gone the last 5 weeks.
Wow. Yes, just as stupid as ever. As I left it.
You just say thank you and go on your way. Other than that, I don't give a damn. What do you think?
I was hoping maybe Christian had rubbed off on you guys.
Christian's hardly here anymore.
So it's not to be.
Justin, listen, I can't tell you how glad I am that you're back. Taking some of this pressure off my shoulders.
Good to hear from you, brother.
Let's get a contestant, 661-1037. I guess let's go ahead and hit the Family Feud open.
We got to get some more mugs. We'll give another to Steve mug about away. That, yeah. Steve, thank you so much. We need a contestant. What do you want me to do?
Let's go ahead.
We
did his open. We hadn't hit the...
Very good.
It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud. Sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
Hey, this goes out. This is what I just sounded like.
I don't know what I do with this.
But to Chuck, let me go ahead and give this to Chuck Gatland today.
What an asset you are to our show.
What an asset you are to our show.
Oh, and we need to, real quick, we need to say happy birthday to Leslie, our sales manager. Leslie! Happy birthday, Leslie.
Happy birthday,
Have you noticed her lately? Wow. She's out of a magazine. New style.
Thank you for saying that. I said the same thing. Yeah, but then I skirt that line. But Leslie and I go so far back that I think she just looks at it and goes, yeah, I've been dealing with these guys for so long. Listen, she's old school.
She looks like some out of Cosmo.
Leslie just does.
Leslie says, thanks for noticing, guys.
Yeah. She's rocking it out there. She's not going to HR to say, bring it on. Bring it on.
I love this here. So good. Hey, you guys are really smart. You welcome Justin back from rehab, and they go, let's play for tickets to Beer Fest. So true. Our listeners are so good about that. Had John Daly on, too. John Daly, we were talking about sobriety, he hung up. Well, I couldn't get him back on the air.
Promoting good boy vodka.
Someone says here, I'm JT in Benton with the first mug yesterday. I'm from Mena, but now live and drove him from Benton. The mug is magnificently beautiful. Will Justin's signature enable me to steal his identity? He said, ever onward, Justin, you can do it. May 5th. 2015 for me. I mean, I'm telling you, it's awesome. Crazy how
Thank
many
you.
People are out there.
I appreciate
there
that.
Throw out those dates. All right, Roger, looks like we got a contestant there.
Let's see who we have here. Darren, are you there?
No, let's try 661-1037. Let's see here. The last 2 years of football would drive, Razorback football would drive any fan to drink. Congrats to JM. Let's see here.
I agree with him. I would also add the 13 prior years.
Yes. It's not just 1 year. You know, it's not just 1 year.
I saw a graphic yesterday, actually, where we had gone 2-10 three times in the last seven seasons.
Three out of eight.
What do you say about that? You don't say anything.
That's like Arkansas
you
State.
Pop
in the
a 90s. Top again.
Well, somebody asked this, by the way, they go, Justin, are you going to change the lyrics of your any of your songs about Drake? I forget which one it was.
I wouldn't have a catalog if I did that. We're still doing party songs, drinking songs. That's country music.
Yeah,
for
you bet. By the way,
she's acting single.
I'm drinking double.
I tell you, speaking of great songs, Joe Nichols has got a hot one coming out. It actually hits. Officially hits July 17th. Have you heard? It's called "C'est la Vie." Have you heard it? Catchy little.
I have not heard it. I've been under a rock.
Yeah.
For
wait till you hear
five,
it, Justin.
6 weeks.
He said radio's already playing it. They haven't officially released it until July 17th, and it's a playoff.
That's a
goodbye.
Yeah.
Adios. And he goes, his favorite is "C'est la Vie." It's a creative little song that he's got a could be an earworm kind of deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're excited.
You were
about
asking
that.
Me last week, yeah. And I said had been a country song with "C'est la Vie." I was thinking of...
There's a C'est la Vie difference, not
Amy
a country song.
Amy Lou Harris did a cover of
sure
the
did, Barry absolutely.
That's,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the version I was thinking
that's
of.
Exactly right.
I think we got another contestant there, Roger. Let's
right,
try
let's
it.
Go to the phone and talk to Chris. Chris, are you there?
Not here, guys.
Chris, you ready to play the feud?
Yes, sir.
Well, Chris, one time a long time ago, I asked country music sensation and Poyn's favorite son, Justin Moore, to give me his version of his buzzer. Your name is your buzzer. You're only going to need to use it on this very first question. As I asked Justin, this was his response.
Justin!
And I asked Chuck, and Chuck gave me his response.
Chuck!
Chris, I want your buzzer.
Chris!
Oh, my
very
gosh.
Nice. Good job.
What a great buzzer. All right, boys and girls, here we
That's
go.
That's a good one.
I asked 100 people in the Verbo of Atlanta that we shared the house with,
yes.
of Jonesboro, Georgia, last weekend, to give me the top five answers to this question. Name something, asking 100 women, name something you'd do at the beach if you lost your bikini top.
Justin,
go.
Cover them up with your hands.
Number two on the board. Cross your arms or cup boobs. Well, I know. 17 people said it.
That's the first thing.
Christian, I've got the answer.
Here's the answer, Christian. Okay. Here's it. 48 people said the number one answer. To steal the board, you need to do this.
So, Christian, it's either the
towel.
It's either the towel or you go underwater. Which one do you think?
You want to go? I'm thinking towel.
Okay, Christian says towel. Well, it's one of those two. We'll go towel.
Number one on the board.
Very nice.
It's towel. You control the board. Do you want to keep it or go?
We pass it. Chris, you got to earn this.
All right.
Earn this. Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Chris. Here's the deal, Chris. You've got three answers to get this grand prize. You've got three strikes against you. You have returning all-time champion in the history of the world, Justin Moore, with you. And not so sloppy, Chuck Gatlin has been outstanding in Justin's stead. They can help you.
Okay. Yeah, instant classic. Let's go
dive back in the water.
Number five on the board. Get back in the ocean.
Good job, man.
There you go.
Number five, very good. All right, here's the deal.
Six people said
that fifth answer. So the remaining answers are number three and number four. 13 people said number three. 7 people said number four.
What do y'all think about just owning it?
Just absolutely, just, yeah. Do absolutely nothing. Run with it. Flaunt it.
Well, I want to go to that beach with Justin.
You are the leader of this team.
That answer also.
That is the number four.
Very nice.
Answer. Flaunt it, as you just said, or sunbath.
I like it.
One answer remains. Sunbath. One answer remains. Said, no strikes.
I don't even know if you know you said it. You said run.
What about lay down? Face down.
Are you asking me
face
a question?
Face down, yeah.
Are you asking me for something?
Justin.
All right, what do y'all think?
Yeah, we got three strikes. Let's give it a shot.
He said give it a shot.
What's your answer?
Lie face down.
Not on the board!
That was just rude.
One strike. Two strikes left. One name.
Chuck and Chris. Chuck said like take off running? You said something about running.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just
did you say something about
run back to your condo or I don't know. I'm just envisioning.
So right now, like, on the board you have use a towel. 48 people. That was number
get out
one.
Of there.
Number two said cross arms or cup your boobs. That was number two. Number three still up for flaunt it or sunbathe is number four. Get back in the water. Is number five. One answer remains. Two strikes left. What say you, Chris?
Yeah, just run away.
Let's go with what Chuck said and go running. Yeah. Run away. Run to hide.
Yeah.
You've got two strikes. That's good to know. You're not going to need it.
Wow. Very nice. Look at there.
It says run home. Also on the board, awesome. Cry and scream. Make a seaweed bikini. Or just blush.
Yeah, just whip out a seaweed bikini is real quick.
That wouldn't take long.
No, it wouldn't. You never know. Anyway, congratulations, Chris. You are the newest winner of Family Feud.
Good job.
Good job, Chris.
Justin's back. Just like that. Knocked down two or three
with
pointers.
With authority,
yeah. A couple things as we go to break here. Some messages. Have y'all played Justin the clip of Big Red on graffiti yesterday? So I think it's a, hey, Justin, I think you got misdiagnosed, Hog Boss. You ain't got no drinking problem. You got low T, cowboy. That's from Big Red.
Oh my gosh.
Here's one that says, one family, one fight, whatever it takes. Hashtag roll tribe. Love you, brother. That's from the House family from Prattsville.
Thanks, guys.
Here's one that says, boys, it's time to sing Just As I Am. Praise the Lord. That's from Pinto.
Amen.
So there you go.
Amen. Chuck, we're going
to
do it.
Good job. Thanks, well done.
Good job, Chuck. Good to see you, buddy.
And you're going to get the bus truck ready to rock and roll?
You bet.
Yeah, but that's what Chuck's been doing for us lately because we're on the road all the time.
So much.
We got three $3,000 trophies to put in the back of that thing. I hope it fits.
I've got two moving blankets. He's got three trophies. You've got one buzz truck. We've got on our sunglasses.
Sound like the Blues Brothers. We've got that. Exactly. Yeah.
What does he say?
That's one thing you do well. It's a big-ass trophies.
That we do. That's exactly right. We're giving them away tomorrow. All right, don't go away. Thanks, Chuck. It is 8:45. We'll be back this minute.
Convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Because at Family Market, you're still greeted by friendly staff who provide the very best in customer service, ringing you up, bagging all your items, and making your shopping experience simple and easy, just the way it should be. And while you're enjoying that kind of service, you're saving money too. With your Family Market Rewards Card, you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps as well. And be sure to take advantage of Big Mondays. That's where mid-grade gas is the price of regular and premium is the price of mid-grade. That's real savings every single week. And all of this can only be found at Family Market, serving communities in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And remember, if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, just look right over there. One's coming.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Oaklawn is here for when you want the ultimate escape, all in one place. Check into the luxury hotel. Escape to Astral Spa, the only Forbes four-star rated spa in Arkansas. Indulge at award-winning restaurants like the Bugler or the Oak Room and Bar, all before having the time of your life at the 24/7 smoke-free casino where the energy goes all night. Here, excitement and luxury meet under one roof. Oaklawn Hot Springs. Join the fun. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Real quick, don't let joint pain ruin your summer. Seriously, if your knees hurt every time you get up, your back aches after 10 minutes outside, or your shoulders are keeping you from golfing, swimming, gardening, or whatever you love doing this time of year, you need to check out QC Kinetics. If you've got joint pain, you need to know about the nation's leader in regenerative medicine. Best of all, they're right here in Little Rock. Their treatments target the source of your joint pain so you can get real relief without surgery, without pain pills, and without a long recovery. And right now, they're offering free pain evaluations. It's super easy. You sit down with a medical professional, talk through your pain, and find out if you're a candidate for treatment. Just call 501-393-1159. They've already helped more than 46,000 people get back to enjoying life again. And now it's your turn. Summer's too short to spend it hurting. Get your free pain evaluation by calling QC Kinetics today, 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we're going to talk Razorback football and Razorback basketball, of course. But we'll also hit on a big Nike EYBL tournament in Las Vegas. We'll head live to Vegas. Also, we got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen joining us to talk about all the promos they have this weekend. And Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, talking college football. All that and a whole lot more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
The Honda Ride Red and Save Green sales event is happening at Honda Russellville. Get more done with a Pioneer 700 or 1000 side-by-side.
Swing a leg over a dependable 4-Trax Rancher ATV.
Take your crew in a 4-seat Pioneer 700 4 or 5-seat Pioneer 1005. Bonus bucks on select models plus low-rate financing for qualified buyers. Visit HondaRussellville.com.
For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side vents and doors when operating a side-by-side. Honda side-by-sides and ATVs for riders 16 and older.
This Friday, be listening as The Zone broadcasts live from the Hurricane Creek Golf Course in Bryant for the Bryant Hornet Football Golf Tournament. Presented by Hurricane Creek Federal Credit Union, Everett Buick GMC, and Camping World, it's the biggest fundraiser of the year, and all proceeds go to support the seven-time and defending 7A state champion Bryant Hornets football team.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Fellas, do you ever wonder why you drink just like a stray dog letting the night roll? Does the woman you love rarely want to bait your hook? You might have low teeth, kind of cowboy. What do you want? Time's a ticking, Tag Heuer. PRT can put you back in the cockpit, and you'll be flying down her back road, old boss.
Oh, my gosh. That may be his best ever. Maybe his best ever.
That is too good.
That is too good.
I mean, that dude is...
His riding...
Thank
Justin,
you, Clint. He's modern-day Shakespeare.
His riding has really stepped up a notch.
Tag Heuer. Hey, Justin, yesterday we took pictures... And some of the location for Smokey and the Bandit is in Jonesboro, Georgia. And that's where we were. That's where we stayed.
Oh, that's cool.
So
yeah, I heard y'all talking about when I was came home.
Let me ask you this. Do you remember the movie Smokey and the Bandit?
I do.
What was the alcoholic beverage that they were going for, Justin?
Oh, God.
It was a beer. What was it?
You weren't supposed to let go across the state line of Texas.
From the Rockies.
Starts with a C.
From the Rockies.
Oh, Coors.
Say it again.
Coors.
Say it, Bass.
Coors.
Two days ago, we're in the vehicle, and we're headed out to, I don't know if we're going to the track or not. He goes, hey, man, I'm going to try to find out where they were smoking the bandit. I think a couple of the locations is where they picked up that Coors. I said, what now? He said, over there where they picked up the course. I said, what course are you talking about? What are you talking about? Course? What are you talking about? The course? You talking about the racetrack? He goes,
like
no.
Golf course?
That's what he said. I said, are you talking about the race? He goes, no, I'm talking about the beer that they went for smoking the band. I said, that's Coors.
People have been helping me pronounce this. Coors. Coors.
No, that's Coors. Not it.
No, that's not it at all. They're not helping. They're making it sound more ridiculous.
They told him to go Coors. Coors.
Hey, Baz, yes. That mug that you were showing off yes. Earlier.
Yes.
Whose is that? Is it mine or?
Yours.
So you can say it.
Mine or yours.
Say Coors.
Yours.
Yours. Okay. Yours.
Coors.
I don't know. Coors. Okay. Roger picked up on it.
Roger
had.
I picked up on it because you snapped at me.
Raj, did he ever admit that he was doing it wrong?
I don't know. I may be doing it wrong. I had no problem.
On that one, he didn't even say close enough because it wasn't. It was two different words. I'm talking about the course. I said, I don't know. We're going to the track. No.
What was the other thing we were talking about the other day that was a word that it seemed like we had that same discussion? Somebody said, try pronouncing it like Coors.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Core, thank you.
Coors.
A couple messages here. Congratulations, Justin Moore. I've not had an alcoholic drink in 5,961 days. March 19, 2010 was the last time. I see a rehab tour.
Thank you and congratulations.
Yeah, I see a rehab tour of him and his singing friends that have put the bottle away or whatever that was their demon. Wow. There you go. Let's see here. Congratulations, Justin. All of us Grant Countyans are super proud of you. Keep up the good good work, young man. Praying for you.
Appreciate that.
Drinking don't kill me.
Let him finish it now. Baz.
What's that?
If drinking don't kill me.
I don't recognize that one. What is it?
Her memory will.
Is that George Jones?
Oh, my gosh. Is that just not good old country and Western
music?
Good
stuff.
Yeah, listen, Roger's missed singing with you.
I have.
Christian has raised this singing
Christian
while you've been gone.
But Christian has been singing, he brings some pop in it. Steve Qualls knocked out some Pure Love yesterday. And Steve knows a lot of the classic country and Western songs, and so do you. And that's one of the love we have. We love two things, Justin, three things. We love our God, our family. What's the other one?
Country and Western.
Country and Western. That's right. Country Western. Yeah, that's right.
Someone says,
and Baz, our sobriety.
I was wondering, Baz, trying to find the game where you tackle Bo Jackson. What decade did you play and were the games in color?
60s, right?
No, it was 1984. It was a Liberty Bowl. Liberty Bowl.
Oh, all right.
Liberty. Yeah, what is it?
See the new show name?
What's that?
Morning Rehab.
Oh, my gosh, that's great. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have Mike Knadel, who is the sheriff of the county that it's in. But he was the guy who confronted the guy who killed four people down there in that mass shooting. It was exactly 2 years ago. Jessica's up with him. She's part of the community foundation to help raise money. They're just going to sort of give a recap.
Confronted him how?
Yeah, when he was shooting, he was killing people, he was the one who came up with him and either shot him. But he didn't kill him, but shot him to. Yeah, again, we haven't had him on since this story happened. And Jessica worked with them and gave a lot of those folks raised some money for that community in Fordyce. So that's coming up. Great to have Justin back on the show with us. Excited about that.
Yeah.
Morning Mayhem fully assembled. And we're glad you're with us, too. 9 o'clock. Don't go away.
If you already scheduled your garage door tune-up for just $79, please disregard this message. If you don't have a garage door, you're off the hook. For the rest of you, why would you spend more than just $79?